Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey everyone, Seven Lamb Productions produces a lot of podcasts and audio dramas. If you're a fan of our shows and would like to help us out, we're on Patreon. You can visit patreon.com/7lamb. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B. You can donate as little as $1 a month and it all goes to helping us create more content. Our patrons are a big help and allow us to keep pushing forward. So once again, that's patreon.com/7lamb. The number 7, L-A-M-B. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 17, The Clearing, Part 1.
Come on, Ray. Pick up. Pick up.
You there?
I'm here.
I'll let her know.
Wait, where should I... Okay. God damn it. Hey, Roland, no one's following me. You're perfectly safe to come out now. Come out wherever you are. Come on. Seriously? Roland?
Hello, Jake.
So nice of you to give me a call. Been out here for nearly an hour.
30 minutes, don't lie.
Sorry, bad with time. Where were you?
There's a fruit stand around the corner.
I'm not wired, I'm not being followed, and I'm not going to turn you in.
Fruit stand.
And she hangs up on me. Okay, fruit stand. Wow. You told the truth.
I've been watching.
I'm sure you have.
You talked to Ray?
When she finally picked up. Hey, can we get out of here? This place is too hectic and I can't stand the smell of fish and B.O.
This way. We walked several blocks in silence until we reached the water. We found a concrete bench and sat, facing some large bay. This work to your liking?
A lot better than Pike's.
Can't believe you flew all the way out here.
I guess I needed to prove myself.
Still don't trust you.
Yeah, I have to earn it.
Is that a problem?
Don't think so.
Good, because Ray doesn't trust you either. But I guess, more than me.
Is that a reference to a past relationship?
I only know what Ray tells me.
And you should know better than anyone that it's best to get both sides of a story. It's what makes a good cop.
Never said I jumped to conclusions, just that I only ever heard what she had to say.
No matter, it's not why I'm here.
Why are you here?
To help.
Bullshit.
That's the truth.
Why?
Because I need this.
For what purpose?
I looked over all the files Ray left me. She told me I had more. This is big.
Bigger than anyone could imagine.
Which is why you're going rogue?
I have to at this point. You know about Layden.
That I do.
I hope you're being truthful and not trying to manipulate. It won't work. I've been through a lot and don't plan on letting someone blow smoke up my ass.
Hey, if I didn't see the bigger picture, I wouldn't be here. Like you and Ray, I'm risking a lot.
That's right. So it would be in your best interest to be truthful from the start.
I am.
No. Why are you really here?
Cyber Division's been around for a while, but many still believe it to be in its infancy. Ever expanding, but underfunded. I took over in D.C. because of my background and was promised no pay cuts.
For you?
I don't give a shit about anybody else.
That's not surprising.
You're one to talk.
What does that mean?
Dragging Ray into this? She's your friend.
Don't feign sympathy.
Oh, so Ray has nothing to worry about?
She knows the dangers.
And she's helping because it's you. Remember that.
So now you're sticking up for her. A knight in shining armor.
I've changed.
Please.
I have, but it doesn't mean I'm not gonna look for something in return. I'm sticking my neck out for this bullshit.
So you want back into the CID?
Actually, the Executive Assistant Director for Criminal Investigations is rumored to be retiring next year. Even though I'm a tad younger than what they normally look for, cracking something like this may help boost me into the position.
You know as well as I do that this won't hold any weight.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Because as you know, this is nationwide. Preventing an epidemic like this?
You have no grounds. You have no idea what this is.
And you do?
I was there, in Leyden Falls, in Rutherford. So what you really need to do is hand me over the ID and passport and walk away.
That's sweet. You're looking out for me.
This is a long, dark road, and you don't want any part of it. So fuck your promotion. Go back to DC.
Not a chance in hell. Not yet.
Yet?
Yeah, I want to go north with you.
There's a reason why I haven't asked Ray to accompany me.
Not gonna lie, I thought Ray may give me another chance after this, which, shit, that would sweeten the deal.
Good luck with that.
I read the reports. There's a link between the incidents. It's there for the whole world to see.
Calm down, Bernstein. Without more information from Deep Throat, we can't go public with it yet. That's what's consistently fucked over the handful of witnesses out there.
Obviously. That's not what I'm saying.
Good. Because this thing needs to be solved before I grace everyone with my presence.
Which you can't do now. I was honestly shocked when I looked over the reports.
Did Ray tell you what I plan on doing?
You're going up to Alaska to search for the bodies. Because of the cruise ship disaster in 2012. I read up on it.
So she did fill you in?
Partly. She said you'd tell me the rest.
One survivor of seven missing, Michelle Collins. She was with a kid by the name of Shane Powell, and he was...
I know all this.
Shane was dating a girl named Erica Fellner, a close friend of Michelle's. That's how they knew each other. Shane's experiences matched David Summers, Sefton Truss, and Patricia Sanders, among several others, we think.
I saw the list of names that you apparently took from Sefton's house.
He knew this was happening to others as well, before it consumed him.
It?
The bodies of the other six missing passengers, including Powell, never turned up.
You know, six missing passengers isn't a lot for a tragic event like that. There were also no deaths. Everyone else was rescued.
Right, but Michelle jumped ship to get away from something. The same something that tormented David and Trust. This incident isn't just about a ship crashing into some rocks.
And you think the bodies are out there?
I do.
Well, I got some time.
What? No.
Yes, 12 days before I have to be back in DC. I want to go.
I'll do this alone.
No, you already needed my help. I got you an ID and a passport, but I'll go with. Nobody will question it when the FBI's involved.
Except you'll be giving them your real name, idiot. They make one call and you're in deep shit.
Not with the small towns. I've worked enough cases. Even during training, you flash your badge, tell them you're working on a highly classified case, they don't say shit.
You mean you threaten them?
Yeah, with legal action, not physical violence.
Is that much better?
This coming from a person on the lam?
Fine. But if you get caught, I'll leave your ass, and I'm not coming out of hiding to help.
Wouldn't expect anything less from one of Ray's friends.
I can assure you Ray feels the same way.
Don't doubt it.
Good.
Okay, now. Want to get lunch?
After lunch, I drove Jake back to my motel, which was on the outskirts of the city. I quickly cleaned up the room by throwing clothes and trash to the side of the bed. I also grabbed an open pill bottle and threw it in my bag.
May I come in?
Did he see? Yeah, come in.
How long have you been here?
A few days. You gonna get a room? You can't stay with me.
Don't worry, I don't want to make Ray jealous.
She wouldn't be jealous.
Still.
You might want to see if they have something available.
It's okay. We passed the Hilton on the way here. That'll be more to my liking.
Whatever works.
Is this everything?
Jake was staring at the small table littered with files, printouts, and books. Everything I have. There were several beer bottles and cans on the table. I grabbed them and tossed them into the trash.
Are you okay, Roland?
I'm fine. Why?
No reason.
Jake sat at the table and skimmed over some of the documents.
They found files at the farmhouse.
I left them. Had to.
Police?
Creatures.
You've been spending a lot of time at the library.
I had a laptop, but I left it somewhere. I need to get another one. Ray's supposed to send me more money.
Ray sends you money? That help pay for the rental?
He motioned to my car outside. It's not a rental.
It's not?
No, bought it outright.
Is that so? Can they track it?
I don't know. Can they?
Well, Robards and Torv don't seem to be aware of any purchase, far as I know.
Did it far from Leyden. Old man needed some quick cash. Before that, buses and taxis.
Hmm.
Most of it's mine. The money.
What?
The money Ray sends. She took it from a safe. I withdrew a bunch before contacting David. Had a feeling I'd need it.
I don't care either way. Witches?
Jake held up a book titled The Salem Trials. Patricia Sanders had that book in her home.
This specific one?
No. That's from the San Diego Central Library.
Let me guess, you owe a lot of late fees.
Are you going to look this stuff over or not?
I'm here, aren't I?
Well, let's do this, because I want to leave tomorrow. In fact, can I have that ID and passport?
Do I look like a fucking idiot to you? You're not getting shit. I want to make sure I'm in the car with you tomorrow morning. Now, show me what you have. I'll go to my lecture, and then I'll Uber to my hotel. Tomorrow, you can pick me up, and we'll head north. Together. Sound good?
Fine.
Good. So, Patricia Sanders was a real nutcase, huh?
Jesus.
Hello, Jake. Roland just called me.
What'd she say?
That's private.
Give me a break.
She told me you two had quite the meeting. She said you worked a little bit of that charm of yours.
She trusts me?
I'll let you figure that out for yourself.
She'd tell you everything?
Said you were taking some vacation time?
Well, I had a lecture to give at the field office since the cybercrime department's been reformatting and expanding. But then, I figured why not take some time, visit some hot spots on the West Coast while I'm here, you know?
They allowed it?
I have plenty of time saved up.
Good for you. Is there a reason you called?
Fuck yeah, there is. How much money are you sending her?
None of your business.
She's still using.
What?
Besides that, her fucking motel room was littered with beer and liquor bottles. Now, I can understand that she may take this shit hard, especially after everything that she's been through. But I don't know if she's in the right state of mind, which could spell disaster for this whole operation.
Are you even sure?
You know her past better than me. So if you don't think it's an issue, fine. But she won't drag me down.
Her using doesn't dismiss the research, so you...
Oh, save me the bullshit, Ray. She's your friend. I get it. But you need to talk to her. If she spirals out of control, I can't pick up the pieces.
No one would ask you to.
You can't either.
Don't tell me what I can or can't do.
Ray, for fuck's sake, she loses control. She could bring you down. I mean, shit. What was I thinking getting caught up in this mess?
No one asked you to fly out there.
Well, at least I know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, I'm sure it was about checking on Roland's well-being and not an eventual promotion.
She told you. Still with the gossip.
Spare me.
Let's not forget that you two asked for my help.
Fine, Jake. I'll talk to her.
Tonight. I'm traveling with her first thing tomorrow morning.
Fine.
Thank you.
I I heard my phone, but didn't want to get up. It was so far, and I felt good right here. The numbing feeling had set in, and I stared up at the yellow popcorn ceiling. I tried to focus on the corner of the room, where the chipped paint exposed the pure white underneath. The flakes of paint slowly melted, and the yellow ceiling peeled away, exposing more and more of what used to be. But now, it wasn't just a white undercoating, but a black void with white specks. Could these be stars? Fuck. These were not downers. These were something else. I'd purchased some more stuff tonight, in the hopes of sleeping. Meeting up with Jake had given me anxiety, and I needed something to help me relax. But this was more than relaxed. This was trippy. The black void encompassed me, and now I could tell. Yes, there were stars. Stars? Where the hell was I? Did I walk outside? No, Roland. You're inside. On the bed. Right?
Roland.
Hello?
Roland.
Hello? Who's there? I sat up, allowing the room to reform. The walls closed and connected to each other. The ceiling flopped back into position, blocking my view of the stars. Now I was back in the room, but not the motel room. No, this was my room, my home.
Roland, don't go to Alaska.
What? David? David? It couldn't be. I stood, but nearly fell since my vision had spontaneously become blurry. I grabbed for the wall, but it wasn't there. Shit. I stumbled my way through the bedroom and the hall, but the walls continued to drift farther and farther apart, and in the distance, I saw a tall figure. David? But the figure didn't answer. As the walls parted, they gave way to darkness, and now I was shrouded in it. The figure disappeared, and in its stead, a deer head. Hanging on the emptiness, I walked to it.
Don't go.
David?
Don't go.
Kent? I reached the deer head, touched it. The hair coarse. That's when it turned and slowly lowered onto me. Onto my head. Everything became dark, but it felt good. It felt really good.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Sam Ashley. Starring Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabelle as Ray, Jack Austin as Jake, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Brian Messick as Captain Hiltz, Mitchell Beck as Ansel, Mark Karoftis as Oliver, co-starring Christina Lewis, Ray Rojas, Amber Simpson, Nick Engelhard, Corey Pettit, Jeff Leeson, Chris Dottoli, James Brown, Gina Coyle, Caitlin Spring, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Eldridge T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. Amber Lynn Nicole on Facebook at Amber Lynn Nicole. And Brett Wilkins at Wilkins Music FL. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.